Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Every time you beg God to pour out His Spirit, no, God, would you please do something, you're denying the fact that He says He poured out His Spirit upon all flesh. And the promise is now unto you and unto your children and unto everyone. And you're saying it's God's fault and you're impugning His character and you're stopping the flow of God. That's good stuff. I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you're listening, this is answering some questions. There is so much religious activity. There is so much bombarding of heaven, praying, begging, binding, loosening, and so little results. Because we aren't appropriating what God has already provided, we're trying to make God do something. And God's not going to be intimidated by you or anybody else. You can't make God do anything. God doesn't need to move. We need to move. We need to start believing. We need to rise up and take our authority. It's totally different. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like we just all need to say, oh God, I'm so sorry. So sorry for just ignoring the Word and just following tradition. I know many of you think, well, I'm not a pastor. How was I supposed to know these things? You're born again. You got the Holy Spirit. He'll lead you into all truth. You don't have to just let somebody else eat the Word and then regurgitate it to you and you swallow what they've already done. You can get the Word on your own. You can feed yourself. There's no excuse for us not knowing the Word of God. Man, we just need to say, Father, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not doing these things. It's not God that's letting the world go to bad. It's not God that's caused the United States to just consistently become more and more immoral and get to where values don't count and letting things. God's not doing that. The church is the one that's let the world go that way because we're all in our prayer closet praying and asking God to do what He told us to do. He told us we're the salt of the earth and we're all in our shaker instead of outside, out there speaking the truth. We're so afraid that somebody's going to be offended by us. That it's not politically correct. It's wrong. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you have the power of God living on the inside of you. Everything that you're begging God for, you've already got. The only thing we don't have is the knowledge of what we have. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6 says, Paul was praying for Philemon and he says, I pray that the communication of your faith would become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You've already got it. And if you want your faith to start being effectual, start acknowledging what you already have. See, here's the way I pray for myself. Instead of saying, oh God, please touch me. Oh God, please do something. I say, Father, thank you that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in me bodily. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. That the raising from the dead power, Ephesians 1, 19, now indwells me. Thank you that I am complete in you. That as Jesus is, so am I in this world. 1 John 4, 17. Thank you that in my spirit I'm as saved and sanctified as I will ever be in all eternity. I'm sanctified and perfected forever. 1 Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 14. And I just start praising Him for what I've already got to build my faith and to just give thanksgiving to Him. And then I'll say, Father, thank you that you not only gave me this power, but you have given me authority also to use this power. And you said in Proverbs 18, 20 and 21, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That I can release death and life. So if I have a sickness or something in my body, I'll speak and I'll say, sickness, infection in the name of Jesus. I use this authority and I speak death with my mouth. And I command every disease, every germ, every in bit of infection, virus, bacteria, anything, cancer, anything comes against you, I command you to die now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Death and life are in the power of my tongue. I speak death to anything that's not of God in this body. And then I'll turn around and now I release and loose the life of God. I speak life that, Father, your power is coming in and restoring the damage, that sickness, that disease that the devil has done. See, I praise Him for what I've already got. That builds my faith. It gives glory to Him. The Scripture says you abound in faith with thanksgiving. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. And so as I start thanking Him for what I already have, my faith increases. And then I use that faith to speak death to the situation, to speak life to my body. Then I end up my prayer, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever." I start praising Him that, Father, it's true, and that this power you've given me works. And you know what? It works. It works. And some of you think that I'm weird. I think you're weird. This is what the Bible teaches. This is how you're supposed to act. This is normal Christianity. "Such as I have, give I unto thee." They didn't ask Jesus to heal him. They believed that they already had it and just released what they had. You know, a friend of mine was in Africa ministering healing, saw some great miracles happen, and the next day he was walking down the street in Africa, and these people were so excited that this white evangelist was in their town, and they came running up, and people started screaming and yelling and running up and wanting to touch him. And his first thought was, "Oh, it's not me, it's not me. No, you're all wrong. It's Jesus, it's not me. Don't come looking at me." And before he could say anything, the Lord spoke to him, and he says, "Dave," he said, "what would you have thought if that little donkey that I rode into Jerusalem, when people put their garments in the way and put palm branches in the way and said, 'Hosanna, glory to God in the highest,' what would you have thought if the donkey would have said, 'Oh, it's not me, it's not me, it's not me'?" Nobody was praising the donkey. They were praising the one that was riding on the donkey. The donkey would have been the only one who thought it was him. And you know what? The Lord said, "These people know it's not you. They are wanting to touch the one that's on the inside of you." And so Dave just started walking along and letting people touch him. And there are some of you who, "Oh, I'd never do that." That's because you don't believe that you really have the supernatural power of God. All you can think of is on the inside of you is you. But the truth is, God Almighty lives on the inside of you. And if you understand it, I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm talking about humility. I'm saying it's humble to say that greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. That's not what I see in the mirror, but that's what I see in the Word. And it's humility for me to speak forth that instead of speak forth what I feel. There's times that my body says you're sick, but the Word says I'm well. And it's humility for me to sit here and say, "Father, I know I've got it, and I release death towards this. I release life towards my body." That's humility. It's not arrogance. It's arrogance on your part for you to sit there and say, "Well, I know what the Word says, and I know that Christ lives in me, but I don't feel it, and so I'm going to speak what I feel." That's arrogance. That's rebellion. Amen or oh me. I know y'all think I look at things weird, but you know what? That's about the way it is. When God's way of looking at things and the world's way of looking at things are just like opposites of each other. And I tell you, we've got a lot of the world's attitudes through religion have been put in us, and these things are making the Word of none effect. This will help you. Amen? Father, we love you and we thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for these truths. And I'm asking through the Holy Spirit tonight that you would take these truths and make them real to people. Father, I know that I've just scratched the surface. There's so many other things concerning all of this. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to take this as a seed and let it germinate in the hearts and in the minds of people and just grow until it gets rid of all of this carnal thinking to where we are manipulating you and making you move, and we are stronger and holier and more committed to the kingdom of God than you are. Father, I pray that you would just use this to reveal truth to us, that people would humble themselves and, according to James chapter 1, receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our soul. Father, I pray that we would let go of our religious traditions and all of our things that we've been so passionately wrong about, and that we would just humble ourselves and receive the truth and let the truth set us free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you that there is just a spirit of humility in this place, that we will humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that we will let your word exalt and dominate. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for that. And I believe that this word is bearing fruit in people's lives. I thank you that the Holy Ghost will bring back to our remembrance the things that you've spoken through me tonight. And that, Father, it'll change people's lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, again, before we minister to anything else, the first thing that needs to happen is you need to be born again. If you aren't born again,
that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-159 titled, Who's Responsible, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, a number of months ago, we introduced the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is a Bible program where you get three versions of the Bible, four Bible dictionaries, study helps, maps, Greek and Hebrew words defined, and my footnotes on like 12,000 verses in the Bible. And the reason that I call it a living commentary is because it's still coming out. And there are updates every month, up to 400 verses of new footnotes every month. And so I advertised that a number of months ago, and we've had thousands of people take advantage of that. Just this last week, I decided to take these updates that we were charging for, the monthly updates, and we've now made them available free. So this has really increased the benefit of this program. And I encourage you to call and request information about the Andrew Womack Living Commentary.